This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. Talk Live, you're invited. Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And discussing authoritarian tendencies of the Republican voter. Also, they do acknowledge here that Democrats also do, you know, score as authoritarian. Just not as many of them, apparently, scoring as authoritarian in studies and surveys. In this case, 1,800 people were surveyed by Politico.com, 1,800 registered voters, to be specific, across the United States and across the political spectrum. And they found, interestingly, that authoritarianism was the most statistically significant variable to determine whether or not someone was a Donald Trump supporter.
And it's also interesting that the way in which they determine whether or not someone is an authoritarian is based on their child-rearing tendencies.
Yeah, those were the questions that they asked. They asked four questions. And by the way, with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
So they asked a bunch of questions in this survey, and four of the questions that they asked were specifically about authoritarianism. They say that these same questions have been asked by political scientists since 1992 to measure inclination towards authoritarianism. So they would ask about child rearing, whether or not they want to have whether it's more important for the voter to have a child who is either respectful or independent, obedient or self-reliant, well-behaved or considerate, and well-mannered or curious. So if the first answer of the two choices is given, then that means the person is strongly authoritarian. So if they answer the first answer for all four questions.
Right, but there are certainly people that would answer the second answer on each of those questions, but they still want the government to control every aspect of someone's life or many aspects of people's lives.
So what you're saying is that the authoritarian factor could be much higher in reality than what they're getting out of this.
Right, because they're only asking about child rearing. And I know, you know, people that they want their child to be curious and independent and these other things.
They just want him ruled by the government.
But
later, they
want a government that says, you can't do this on your property because reasons.
It says here that Trump has captured 43% of Republican primary voters who are strong authoritarians and 37% of Republican authoritarians overall. A majority of Republican authoritarians also strongly supported Trump's proposals to deport 11 million illegal immigrants, which, of course, would require a total police state, to prohibit Muslims from entering the United States. Again, you need a police state for that. Shutter mosques and establish a nationwide database that tracks Muslims. And in a general election, Trump's strongman rhetoric will surely appeal to some of the 39% of independents in my poll who identified as authoritarians and the 17% of self-described Democrats who are also strong authoritarians. What's more, the number of Americans worried about the threat of terrorism is growing. In 2011, Hetherington published research finding that non-authoritarians respond to the perception of threat by behaving more like authoritarians. More fear and more threats of the kind we've seen recently in the San Bernardino and Paris terrorist attacks mean more voters are susceptible to Trump's message about protecting Americans.
Now, the interesting question there is, would, if somebody's level of authoritarianism is rising and falling based on their level of fear, do their changes to those four questions about child rearing change?
That's a good question. I'm not sure about that.
Probably not.
Yeah, I wouldn't think it would.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying those four questions are not a good indicator of whether or not someone is an authoritarian. It will definitely
It'll find the people
that are authoritarian.
It just won't find all of them.
But it will not find all of them.
It won't find,
and
like, the political authoritarian.
It might not find most.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It's not going to find the political authoritarians. It's only going to find the authoritarian family folks.
It will find the people that want to be petty tyrants.
And as he points out earlier in the story, an authoritarian is also someone who will follow orders. So they will, yes. You know, they will obediently do what they are told because they love the authority. They love being in that position.
Well, yeah, we are a nation of laws. We have to follow the laws. It doesn't matter that
otherwise
the laws
chaos,
change rapidly.
Right? Otherwise, fear, chaos.
Yeah.
In my survey, 52% of those voters, those who are afraid, who are expressing the most fear that another terrorist attack will occur in the United States in the next 12 months, were non-authoritarians, ripe targets for Trump's message. So 52% of those who were very, very afraid did also score as non-authoritarians, but yet were ripe for Trump's message. Take activated authoritarians from across the partisan spectrum and the growing cadre of threatened non-authoritarians and add them to the base of Republican general voters, general election voters, and the potential electoral path to a Trump presidency becomes clearer. So those who say a Trump presidency can't happen here should check their conventional wisdom at the door. The candidate has confounded conventional expectations this primary season because those expectations are based on an oversimplified caricature of the electorate in general and his supporters in particular. Conditions are ripe for an authoritarian leader to emerge. Now, of course, we would all point out here on this show that they're all authoritarians.
Yes.
All of the presidential candidates are authoritarians. They believe they know what's best for you, and they're going to force it upon you.
All of the ones in the
I would not describe Rand Paul as a authoritarian. I would say he's much closer to the libertarian side of that particular dichotomy. Obviously, he's not at the end of the libertarian seesaw where we are, mm-hmm. but he's certainly...
Would you say he's authoritarian on some issues?
I would.
I mean, I guess I would have to break that down between what he says and what my guess is he believes.
That's the problem.
And then
with
you
Rand
also
Paul.
Have to weigh both of those against bills that he's sponsored and things that he's voted on.
Hmm.
Well, again, the Rand Paul supporter, and Rich is one of them, would defend that even if Rand Paul voted for something authoritarian, he was only doing it to play politics so he could make a successful splash in D.C.
So when he voted for sanctions against Iran, he was only doing that to play politics?
That's what they would say, I would think. What would you say about that, Rich? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I don't know the details of that bill. I would probably first look at what he said about that. About that bill and why he voted the way he did.
I don't think he made a public statement about that bill or why he voted for it.
Well, that would be an interesting question to ask him.
Maybe we should ask him that next time he comes, if he comes to Keene again before the presidential primary.
I think if you're going to get a serious answer, you're going to have to use different tactics to approach the debate.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. So, but yeah, that
you'll need to have somebody that's a registered Republican wear a suit.
Yeah, that presumes I actually care enough about the answer.
Said registered Republican wearing a suit probably would not dare question their preferred political candidate on anything tough.
The candidate, Trump, that is, has confounded these expectations. He says conditions are ripe for an authoritarian leader to emerge. Trump is seizing the opportunity, and the institutions from the Republican Party to the press that are supposed to guard against what James Madison called the, quote, infection of violent passions, unquote, among the people have either been cowed by Trump's bluster or are asleep on the job. It's time for those who would appeal to our better angels to take his insurgency seriously and stop dismissing his supporters as a small band of the dispossessed. Trump's support is firmly rooted in American authoritarianism, and once awakened, it is a force to be reckoned with. That means it's also time for political pollsters to take authoritarianism seriously and begin measuring it in the polls. And I happen to agree with those conclusions. I know that, Daryl, you think that, and it does happen, that the early leaders in these presidential primaries don't usually end up being the ones who win.
Right.
So there is, you know, by history, a good chance that it's not going to end up being Trump.
Right.
But you never know what's going to actually transpire.
True. We will get a better picture in about 3 weeks' time.
When, there's the Iowa caucus?
The Iowa caucus on February 1st, and then the New Hampshire primary on February 9th. And after that second event, there will be candidates dropping out and throwing support behind somebody. And I don't think they're throwing support behind Trump.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And so that's when you say the numbers are going to shift dramatically. 855-450-3733. Apparently, Turkmenistan has just gone right ahead and banned all tobacco products from being sold. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-330-4028. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-4028. 800-330-4028. That's 800-330-4028.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online any old time you want. We got all kinds of free features on our website. We also are doing YouTube streaming now. So you actually have two video streams from which you can choose. There's the one that you can see on our site at freetalklive.com. It's there during our live show. It's also there at other times, but it's running LRN.FM content when we're not live. The one on YouTube only runs during our live hours, and you can access that directly by going to youtubelive.freetalklive.com. Or if you're already a subscriber on our YouTube channel, if you're just on the YouTube channel, you should see some sort of indicator that we are live. So that's another way for you to consume the show. And, of course, it's another free way to do that. Our entire website is free, so go to freetalklive.com as we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. But I want to let you know, big way to save money, a lot of money, 20% on every purchase. You can save at least 20% easily. You can save more than 20% if you want. I recently saved 25%. On my new cell phone that I'm using, which is actually a refurb model, but, you know, I could have bought the new one for 25% off if I wanted. Anyway, I ended up paying like $118 or $115 when all was said and done for a brand new, to me at least, phone that works great through Amazon. Save 25% by going to saveitpurse.com. You could do that too. The thing you have to do to make this possible is you have to have Bitcoin. So this is a reason to get Bitcoin. If you are someone who purchases things on Amazon, why wouldn't you want to save 20%? Why wouldn't you want to save 30%? If you're more patient, if you want to get something, you know, if there's something that you need that you don't need urgently, you can try setting it as high as 40 or 50%. And basically, you're putting your Bitcoin into a marketplace, and then people are either buying it or not. So you're competing with other people who want to sell their Bitcoin. So the higher the price is, the longer it's going to take to actually get someone to snap it up. But I've saved as much as 45% on Amazon through saveitpurse.com, and you could too. Just go to saveatpurse.com, saveitpurse.com. As we go to Uruguay, and we talk to Stephen, who is on the line via Skype. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Hey there.
Last night, I was watching the Keenvention panel from 2014 about secession.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, it was great, great panel. And one of the major concerns people had was that the New Hampshire people want to know how the safety net is going to be replaced, because there's the big USA safety net.
Like social security or whatever.
Yeah, all that stuff. And there's this meme going around about the universal basic income, and I saw Rich Paul posting about this, saying that it might be a great alternative, and I wanted to say that I think it's an absolutely horrible idea, and I wanted to point out to Rich that he's going to have to be stealing people's money in order to pay for this universal basic income thing, and what he thought about that.
Well, wait a minute. Let's lay the groundwork here. What is this universal basic income, and is this something you're advocating?
A universal basic income is a scheme where, rather than having need-based welfare programs, basically the state just takes, for example, 10% of all income generated in the country, divides it evenly among the population of the country and then distributes it. This is an idea.
So you're talking about a welfare check for everyone in the United States?
Basically, yes. The trade-off for doing it that way is, and I don't advocate it as an alternative to no welfare state at all. I advocate it as being better than what we have.
I disagree.
And the reason is because once you have that basic minimum income, basically all the justification for the minimum wage goes away, all of the justification for a lot of... Well, the reason being the so-called justification for the minimum wage is, oh, well, people are forced to take a job because they are cut off from the ways that people would ordinarily make money without a job, like starting their own business, and that basically they are therefore forced to take whatever the market offers. That's that's what leftists will say about the minimum wage. If you have a minimum guaranteed income, then you don't have to worry about whether all jobs pay a living wage or not, because there you already have something to live on without a job. So basically,
yeah, but you're talking about putting every American on a welfare check, which is going to have the same consequences as welfare has on those few people that are on welfare today, which is to get them hooked on it and to make them, you know, feel like they need that, and it's something that they count on. And then you're going to, what, as a libertarian, propose to take that away from them? So first you're proposing to give it to them and then later take it away from them? That's going to be, that's going to cause people to revolt.
Well, it may well
also,
be.
Also, if everyone had this basic income, it would simply drive up the price of all of the things that low-income people buy, and yep. they wouldn't be able to afford them anyway.
Right, right, so then they'll demand a minimum wage increase.
Well, that's one of the justifications for we need to increase the minimum wage is because the cost of everything has gone up.
You seriously are behind a welfare check to every American, Rich Paul?
I'm saying it would be better than the system we have.
I don't think
what
it would.
What I'm in favor of is a purely voluntary system,
okay.
but that's not an option when less than 1% of your neighbors support that. So until we get the other 99% on board with eliminating the state, then there's, or at least, you know, maybe 49% where, you know, we're getting up on half of the people wanting to have no government. I think it would be a much less intrusive way of handling the situation and less distorting of the economy than anything else, because you can then go out and do whatever job you want. One of the bad issues with something like Milton Friedman's
Now, what's the incentive to get a job at all when you're getting a check every month from the government? I mean, this is the current problem
with
welfare.
Well, do you want to live on a little bit of money or
some
a lot
are
of
more
money?
Than happy
I could
to.
Have survived on about 3 hours of work a week when I was a computer programmer if I could have found somebody who needed a computer programmer for
well,
3 hours
so if you
a
have
week.
A, if you have
but
a very
it wasn't
free
because
economy,
I was starving that I worked. It was because
I'm
I wanted
sorry, you guys
more.
Were, you guys were just both talking over one other. What was that, Stephen?
If you have a very free economy that's extremely productive and doesn't have taxes or regulations, anyone can survive on 3 hours a week. The productivity of the people would be extremely high. There would be tons of capital. And I'm about to move to New Hampshire in a few months. I was pretty pleased that it has the lowest poverty rate and the highest median income. And I'm confident that's because of low regulations and taxes. And I think that would be it would go in the opposite direction if they were to implement some type of universal income.
See, the other advantage of the universal income over what we're doing now is that it takes, basically, it can be administered by a computer program. So basically, you need no social workers. You need no bureaucrats. You need no people who then become even, not only do the bureaucrats become dependent on the system, but they have the money to pay to keep the
Rich,
system
they're
going.
They're not going to create the system in the way that you want it to be created. They're still going to have plenty of bureaucrats because somebody's going to have to answer the phone when a check gets lost and deal with customer service issues. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited here to join us on the radio. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. And you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. You know, we've talked a lot about Uber here on Free Talk Live, and I'm a big fan of some of the work that they do to bring innovation to the world of transportation, and specifically some of the conflict that they're in with various different state and other national governments all around the globe. I support them in those ways. But Uber's got some problems, and one of the problems is it doesn't appear to be a company run by the actual drivers, and that's one of the things that Arcade City is going to solve. Arcade City is planning on launching their app in mid-February, so we're about a month away still from the Arcade City.
February 14th.
That's right, Valentine's Day. And so Arcade City's plan is to have a ride-sharing app that's built by drivers for drivers. It will be more decentralized than Uber, meaning that you as the driver get to decide your rate. So right now if you're with Uber or Lyft, Uber and Lyft decide what the rate is that you'll be taking people for. This decentralizes that, allows each driver to make their own decisions about what their time is worth and what their effort is worth. And then, of course, the passengers make their decision about whether or not they want to ride with you. So it'll be more decentralized, which means more control in your hands as the driver, and you get to keep all of what you earn with Arcade City. So if you want to sign up, you do have to be right now. You have to be a highly rated Uber or Lyft driver. So you have to have some experience already as a ride-sharing driver to get in. They are going to change the requirements and make it so you can sort of self-certify by getting a background check and proof of insurance to Arcade City. But they haven't gotten to that point yet. So in the early days here, in the beta phase, if you will, you do already need to have either an Uber or Lyft account and have good ratings there in order to qualify for Arcade City. So if you already do that, if you already have driven for, you don't have to be a current Uber driver or Lyft driver. I think that, if you've got a good history that you can prove that you're a safe driver and you didn't get bad ratings, I think that probably will let you in, but I can't guarantee. So.
Speaking of which, I did fail my Uber background check.
Did they give you the copy of it?
They didn't give me a copy of the background check, but the two items that they noted were the two types of felonies for distribution of drugs.
That's too bad.
So yeah, I was bummed, but I was somewhat buoyed up by Arcade City because they say from their point of view that's a feature, not a bug.
So if you want to check out Arcade City, you can go to arcade.freetalklive.com. And, again, you do have to be a current driver, highly rated with Uber or Lyft to qualify. But that will change in the future. So bookmark arcade.freetalklive.com. And if you qualify, then go ahead and get signed up. There are hundreds of people who have done this.
Over 700 so far.
Yeah, it's huge. And that's like in a week's time since this thing has opened up to the driver registration phase. When Chris David, who's the founder of Arcade City, launched, we've had him on the show a few times, when he launched this, he's the guy who was doing civil disobedience for Uber out on the seacoast in New Hampshire last year. When he launched this thing, of course, I'm used to businesses growing slowly. In my life, that's how it's always been. And, I thought, you're going to get some signups from New Hampshire and that's about it. But turns out Chris touched a nerve with this thing, man. Uber and Lyft drivers all over are super fed up with how they've been treated by those companies, apparently, and they are looking for more independence. And so this thing has been spreading like wildfire, getting more than 100 signups per day in the last recent
crashed
few days.
The server over the weekend.
Yeah, huge stuff.
Would there be any impediments on driving for both Arcade City and Uber / Lyft?
No prohibition on that whatsoever. You're basically an independent contractor with all of them. So.
Nice.
You can actually, some drivers do both Uber and Lyft. Anyway, go to
you would not be able to take a fare from all three at the same time.
Well, yeah, obviously you can only take so many people in your car. So arcade.freetalklive.com gets you signed up. Let's go back to Stephen. He is on the line in Uruguay with some concerns over what apparently Rich Paul was advocating on a Facebook profile recently about having some sort of universal welfare check that goes out to every American. Rich, I mean, you say that this is, you believe this would be better than the current status quo for welfare.
Mm-hmm.
I personally disagree because then you're getting everyone in America hooked on a welfare check, and I think that's going to have some really deleterious effects. But even so, shouldn't we as libertarians be advocating for the principled position, not a compromise position?
Well, I don't see a reason that you can't. That you can't advocate for both. One can simultaneously say, I want to end this war and let's enter into a ceasefire. Now, a ceasefire doesn't end a war. It just holds it in abeyance for a little while. But it's arguably a better alternative than a hot shooting war. So, I do see opportunities to do things, in the meantime that might not be permanent. One nice feature of this is if you have a single tax which is coupled with the guaranteed minimum income, then basically the next step would be to say, well, hey, let's give people the opportunity to opt out of both this tax and the guaranteed minimum income and just say, okay, I'm going to self-insure for that stuff. And that could be done without affecting anybody else.
Are you proposing this for the national level or for New Hampshire? Because New Hampshire, you'd be talking about creating an income tax.
I would say it's better than what we have on the national level. New Hampshire, I don't know. What I'd really like to see is New Hampshire, get out of the Union and get out of the United States and get out from under the federal
government.
This is
the problem. Government. I think that you're proposing this. You're not proposing the principle of let's get rid of welfare. You're saying, oh, well, this is better than what we have. And so you're proposing the compromise. It's one thing to propose the principle and then to accept a compromise in the middle of some sort of political, debate in Concord or in D.C. or whatever. But
you have to read exactly what I posted, yeah. which was something along the lines of, in theory, it seems like this system would be less of an economic distortion than the existing welfare system.
I think the problem is you're distorting everyone's economic incentives in that case. Instead of having, I don't know what percentage of people are taking welfare from the state today, but it's not everyone. You would be mm-hmm. talking about everyone taking it. Stephen, you've been absorbing this conversation, and you're the one who called originally about it. Thanks for sticking with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, surely I don't have to ask what should happen to me when I don't pay for the tax.
Nothing.
It's important to oppose this in general because welfare on principle is bad for everyone in the society. Wealth is created when people help each other through a market process, through a consensual process. That's how wealth is created. If we're all helping each other, we can create so much wealth and accumulate so much capital that you wouldn't have to work very much at all. And I think even having the concept of a universal basic income, even if it's totally voluntary, if you have rich people donating into it to fund the lower half of people, that's not going to move the ball forward for humanity, and it's not going to help us, say, in New Hampshire, get enough resources to help other people become more free.
Yeah, I mean, poor people are going to act like poor people, and they're going to take that minimum income, and they're going to buy a bunch of alcohol and cigarettes with it. It's not going to make their lives any better. I mean, that's certainly true. And then further, this is the big concern.
Most of the poor people I know also, eat and sleep, so I'm guessing they don't spend all of their money on alcohol and cigarettes, although they may consume some alcohol and cigarettes.
There are certain priorities.
What would they do if they needed to actually help other people in order to eat and sleep? I think they would probably help other people
rather than just collecting a check.
Well, except that we have an economy in which there are too few options that would allow you to help other people. And one of the things that I think, again, would make this a better option is it undermines completely the argument for the minimum wage. So that would basically mean if you don't...
Not if it raises prices.
The argument for the minimum wage is completely undermined already. It has no basis in any rational...
Well, for you, and I'll tell you what, let's get together a large enough area where everybody thinks like you and me, and then we can declare independence and do none of it.
Thanks, Stephen, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, your proposal rings very similar to the national sales tax. We'll come back.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855- 453. That's 855-453.
I mean, it certainly weighs. We're all the way up here in New Hampshire, and Uruguay's pretty, you know, it's pretty warm there right
it's
now.
It's south, but, yeah. You know, like half would be, you know, Australia somewhere if you go north-south.
I see what you're saying. Well, anyway, he's pretty far away.
Yes.
And sounds pretty darn good. So you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, then, again, you can do that. In a variety of different ways, and one of those ways is by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. So go and enter Amazon through those links there, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. And thankfully, there is not a national sales tax at this point, because you know you can still go here in New Hampshire. You can go on Amazon. You can buy things without having to pay sales tax. In some states, as I understand it, you do have to pay sales tax when you purchase things online.
Yes.
And
if Amazon has some sort of headquarter in that state.
And so years ago, I remember hearing about this fair tax thing. And in fact, we actually interviewed one of the proponents of the so-called fair tax here on Free Talk Live and just basically tore the guy a new one.
Was it Neil Bortz?
No. No, it wasn't Neil Bortz. It was one of the people behind the fair tax. I don't know who. I don't remember who it was. You can go to our guests page at freetalklive.com. And,
the reason I ask is because Neil Bortz actually, he literally wrote the book on the fair tax.
Yeah,
that's it. He and a self-identified Republican. There were actually two guys involved.
And Bortz also claims to be a libertarian, but
I don't know if he still makes
that
claim.
Well, he did at the time that he wrote that book.
Yes.
And so he claimed to be a libertarian, but yet was advocating for a tax. And I'm sorry, as we learned, as we reiterated at the Libertarian Party convention over the weekend, when you were not really debating, Daryl, you were talking, giving a presentation after two other presidential candidates gave theirs to the New Hampshire Libertarians. The guy before you was actually advocating for taxation, and I asked him a question when
he was advocating both property tax and a consumption tax.
Yeah. And I asked him, how can you be a libertarian and advocate for a tax? And I forget what his answer was, but it was less than stellar.
His answer was something about the Constitution, something, and we have to have a government.
Yeah, and then you got up, Daryl, and I asked you, as a libertarian, what taxes do you support, and you said...
None of them.
Exactly, because that's the libertarian position, is to not use aggression on people, and this fair tax, which you haven't been supporting here tonight yet, Rich, but ultimately the plan that you're talking about, this guaranteed minimum income, is part of the fair tax. That's one of the things that they do there, is they cut a welfare check to every single person or household in the United States as part of the fair tax.
Well, that's not technically within the context of the fair tax. It's not considered a welfare payment.
But that's what it is.
If
the government's sending you a check every month, you're on welfare.
Well, if the government's sending you a check every month on the assumption that you're going to send that check back, then it's an income tax refund is not welfare, even if it comes before the payment of the tax.
Well, the income tax refund doesn't come monthly. And further, the income tax refund is actually the money that you paid in theory, is the money that you paid in that you are then getting back. This would be money that the government is just giving out to people with the presumption that they're going to go ahead and pay into this national sales tax.
Yeah. Now, one of the nice things about it is let's say that you do all of your business with agorists. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't pay that tax because agorists aren't charging it. So I think for agorists within that society, I think the tax would be very evadable, which I think is a good thing.
Which means you're definitely on a welfare check then at that point, right? By your definition. It sounds like you've been hanging out with Rand Paul too long, Rich Paul.
Idea that came from that I first encountered in the writings of Robert Heinlein maybe 15 years ago. And basically I saw an article about people advocating for the guaranteed minimum income, and my response to that was saying that it would be much better than what we have from a technical economic point of view.
But not from a human point of view.
Drug testing is a bad thing no matter how you do it. But
if you do it by pureeing
the patient and then checking the goop that results, then it's a worse way of testing for drugs than just testing your urine because it kills the patient.
You don't know how this is going to be implemented. They could very well say, well, okay, we're going to implement this national welfare program, the minimum income, but you've got to do a drug test in order to get your check from the government. They could do that. The Republicans would propose a modification like
that. There's a proposal on the floor here in New Hampshire to wind up drug testing welfare recipients.
Yeah, they can put all kinds of strings attached to this particular government money. So now you're getting everybody in America hooked on welfare, and they're going to jump through whatever these arbitrary hoops are in order to get the check. Let's go to
Tom in
Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. I think this would be even more damaging than the status quo. But Tom, go ahead with your thoughts.
But what if it weren't welfare, Dan?
I'm sorry, I got to turn you up a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, what if it weren't welfare? And let me just quickly say, you guys were spoken about this weekend on conservative media. I don't know if anyone told you. I think
you
were characterized wrongly. They were saying that folks like those in Keene, New Hampshire, who love Bernie Sanders, there just weren't enough Keene, New Hampshire's around to get him elected to the office of president. Therefore, no one needed to worry about Bernie Sanders because towns like Keene, New Hampshire, these college towns with these guys with different ideas, there's just not enough of them. I had to laugh. I didn't know if you heard any of that.
Well, I don't know.
There are a lot of Bernie Sanders fans in Keene, New Hampshire. I don't think any of them are associated with Free Keene, but they exist in the city.
Yeah, I don't think they were talking about us specifically. It sounds like a general statement about Keene. And, yeah, you do tend to see Bernie.
There's a bunch of college kids here.
But not only college kids, it's more of kind of a lefty-leaning city for New Hampshire.
And it's 20 miles from Vermont.
And Massachusetts, not far from there either. So you do tend to have more of a lefty-leaning populace here in Keene, for better or for worse, and that is why there's so much Bernie Sanders support here. Anyway, go ahead.
Let me jump in with what I was going to have you ponder.
Yeah.
Now, if it weren't welfare, in the world of financial crime, it's well known, and you hear about a lot of the cases, a lot of the cases you don't hear about, the Bernie Madoffs, the Tyco corporations, considered, you know, a lot of money stolen from a lot of people, but in reality, they're small time compared to what the government does. Now, if you notice, all of your towns, your cities, they're incorporated. They're operating as businesses, and just like businesses that are private, they usually and oftentimes are found to have, seldom are they ever pursued in criminal courts, but they're found to have two sets of books. And the second set is where the big money is, and this money accumulates. And
you're referring to the comprehensive annual financial report, correct?
Yes. That, among other things, oftentimes there's what you see when you look at those comprehensive annual financial reports, and then there's other monies that you don't see. So it's a whole world of money that is gotten by ill-gotten means, let's say.
Sure, taxes is ill-gotten. That's
to accumulate this, yeah.
Right.
And so here's what I would have you ponder, and what I've often considered myself. Of course, what you think about when you hear about these payments, like your friend Rich Paul was talking about and advocating to some extent, it would be apostate to what your ideals are. However, if you looked at it from the point of view that the government has amassed all this money, has invested it, and is now reaping the benefits through investment. If you looked at it as partly what you contributed to, and if that were remedied, and that money, instead of going to a very few people, it were dispersed throughout the population, then really the population kind of earned that. Now, in that regard, with the amounts of money that they have, they could sustain payments easily of $1,000 a month to each and every individual for an eternity, practically. So in that regard, what would you think about the idea of dispersing that money and bringing those who did these criminal acts to justice and let the rest of us benefit from it?
Well, again, the point Stephen made, and I think still stands here, and if you want to continue the discussion, we can, but, you know, you give these people this extra money, then all of a sudden the prices of everything is going to go up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is on the way.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.